Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 20th of October, and hazy morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius, and we can expect today intervals of clouds and sunshine, and cloudy most of the time over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 33 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Winds from east at 3 km per hour with occasional gusts on 11 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 79%. And although the weather specialists announce an official start of monsoon today, 20th of October, it seems that is not gonna happen still, because the peak on the forecast charts shows us that the weather will be steady or pretty much similar as gonna be today for the next 5 days. And from the Resident Assembly Service, here's the last information for the participants for the selection process on 21st to 23rd of October at Unity Pavilion. And they're happy to welcome you for the 3-day selection process from Friday to Sunday. The timings are the following: Friday, Saturday and Sunday morning. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. and they ask you to be on time because the program starts at 9 a.m. sharp. Registration and full attendance during all 3 days is required. You can call 262-3576 in case of emergency. To give more space to interact with each other and to hold their energy together, lunch is arranged for all of them for all 3 days. On Friday and Saturday, the program ends around 4 p.m. On Sunday, we'll conclude the process around noon and have lunch together. Otherwise, on Saturday, 22nd of October at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, Red Cards invites us to Jazz Cafe, presenting Return of Our American Brothers, live music, jazz, rock, blues. Within Peace Month, between 21st of September until 21st of October, Youthlink organized on Saturday, 22nd of October, early morning walk through our villages. It starts at 6:30 a.m. at Visitor Center. And the youth from Sanjeevi Nagar, Kotakara, Eden Chavanadi, Kulapalan, Bumapalan and Auroville are willing to lead this walk. And the walk will finish on the beach. They are saying they are still working on details, on security permission, refreshments, decorations, first aid timings and so forth. So the official poster should be out today. So you join them at 6:30 a.m. at Visitor Center. But you can still contribute to cover the refreshments and transport on 251048 YouthLink. The Auroville Badminton Club is conducting International Badminton Tournament on 21st and 22nd of October, which is Friday and Saturday, with the age categories for boys from 8 to 12, 13 to 15 and 16 to 18. Age categories for girls are from 8 to 12, 13 to 16 and 17 and above. Those who are eligible and interested to participate in this event, contact Balaji on 98436-00701 or Sander 9489-214020 or Ramesh 89030-49770. The matches will be conducted at New Creation on 21st from 5 p.m. and on 22nd from 6 a.m. onward. They're asking you to bring your partner and get your own badminton racket for the tournament. The announcements of Diwali are already out, so we know we're gonna celebrate it on 28th on Friday in Bharat Nivas campus in South Chu with also our cultural program. Upasana will celebrate it on 29th. But on 29th of October at 7 p.m. at our Anam, the Sankat Light and Food Fusion Festival of Human Unity and Diversity in our Anam will be going on. All are invited. And there will be live music and fusion food, but asking you for contact for advance for booking. Moite on 85-2391-5031. ProSkills event, launch event will be going on 28th at Visitor Center, although that has nothing to do with Diwali. But it's gonna be super interesting because our youth will show us and share with us delicious meal prepared by ProSkills Garment Cooking Class. And at 8 p.m., it will be ProSkills Variety Show, where they will showcase short performances of skills that include public speaking, juggling, hip-hop, social media, circus, mime, professional, presentation, dance, capoeira, and more. Although that is also a time for internship opportunities, because they will present them for the people who are looking to accelerate their training on the job. And the night will also feature public speaking performance from students currently enrolling the ProSkills Public Speaking Workshop. Otherwise, tomorrow, Satya Special School is organizing a workshop on accessible Puducherry, a step towards an inclusion, and it will start at 10 a.m. at Pondicherry University. The objectives of the workshops are to create awareness and accessibility among various stakeholders and to check out current status on accessibility in Pondicherry and to find out roadmap towards an inclusive Pondicherry. At 11 o'clock, also accessible, Auroville, it will present itself. Well, and here are some announcements. On Sunday, 23rd of October, at Titi Grita Guest House Bar at Nivas, the Pavilion of India offers Gujarati lunch by Miss Meha Desai. And the price for the lunch is 120 rupees, only for our Auroveillians. Timings at 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. You need to make your reservation to call on 262-2445. And here's announcements from Arya Deepan Lakshmanan. On Free Fabric, because a devotee of Sri Aurobindo and the mother and a friend of Auroville who is into textile business in Mumbai has sent two reams of good quality white cotton fabric for free distributions among needy Aurovillians. According to his advice, the fabric can be used for making shirts for boys and men with help of tailor, but it can be also used for making frogs for your daughter. So if you'd like to have a piece of the fabric, you need to come to Town Hall reception desk on Saturday and Sunday between 10 to 12:30. And between 2 to 4:30 p.m. A lady will be there who will cut and give you a piece or two from the ram, and each person is requested to take maximum 3 pieces so that everyone can have it. At Bharat Nails Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Death of the Nile, directed by John Gillerman and was made in UK in 1978. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. there will screen Earth 2050, The Future of Energy, made in 2010, directed by Lilibet Foster, Michael Epstein, and Nathan Ken. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m. Star Trek Beyond, made this year and directed by Justin Lin. Tomorrow, Ghostbusters, also made this year, directed by Paul Feig. Film Fest on Restorative Circles is still going on at Cinema Paradiso, so today at 8 p.m. there will screen Freedom Writers, drama made in 2007 in USA by writer and director Richard LaGouverneur. At 4 p.m. there will screen My Enemy, My Brother, made in USA in 2014 by director Anna Sheen. On Friday, we will see Bloodlines, made in Australia in 2008 by director Cynthia Konop. And at 8 p.m., One Day After Peace, made in Israel in 2012 by director Ayres and Miri Laufer. On Saturday at 8 p.m., we will see Mystic Ball, made in Canada in 2006 by director Greg Hamilton. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., Annie, made in USA in 1982, directed by John Huston. And later on, within Federico Fellini Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m., we will see Drama Fantasy 8.5, made in Italy in 1963. Para was also today at 7:45 at Sauchu, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, Sharira, a rare documentary produced by Oliver Barot on Chandralaka, Last Dance Choreography. And the mother wrote, "Perfection is not a maximum or an extreme. It is an equilibrium and harmonization." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org.